Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, as luck would have it, we have a beat guy on the line. Mr. Ray Fittipaldo, the fan hotline, by the way, is brought to you by the Workers' Compensation Law Firm of Hall and Capitis. Ray, we're wondering, batting this around today, is will sports writers get back into locker rooms anytime soon? And I'm talking within a year, 2 years, ever, do you think? And how much does that affect you as a beat writer doing your job?
Yeah, I mean, I think ever, yeah. I mean, I think eventually we'll get back in there, Joe. But I can certainly see them setting up podiums in a big room and having our access be that way until there's a vaccine. So I think we could be looking at another, 6 months or a year of sort of this distant access that we're having now. And for me personally, Joe, I was fine up through the draft. I was able to do my job, looking at tape and writing stories and calling people and, doing what we would normally do in a year. It's really starting to affect us now because now we would be involved in OTAs and mini camp. And I'll just give you an example. We had access to two Steelers through Zoom calls this past week. In a normal OTA week, we could have players coming off the field. They come off the field staggered. We can get as many as 2 to 3 players per day. So you're talking 9 players, 10 players per week and compared to 2. So it's really bad for us right now, and hopefully, we can get back to normal sooner rather than later.
Ray, I think you're wishing against hope there. You know, first of all, these teams all have their own sites now. They want to put out the information themselves, and I think they've been looking for an excuse to get rid of the mainstream media, if you will, for a long time. And now they not only have an excuse for a while, they're going to have justification. Because you're going to want right. as less contact as you possibly can. But I've made up my mind. I don't know. You're a lot younger than me, Ray. I don't know that I'll ever be back in a locker room again.
Well, I mean, I would hope so, Ron. I mean, I think once we get a vaccine, maybe you're a little bit more skeptical than I am. I think, we have the Professional Football Writers of America advocating on our behalf. They work with the PR departments around the league. And I think ownership groups, in teams, I think especially the Steelers, the way that, the Chief looked upon us favorably and, certainly Dan as well. I think there's a history there. So I do think we'll be welcome back at some point, but I do think they're going to keep us at a distance until there's a vaccine. So, there's been talk that could be January. There's been talk that might not be for, 2 years down the line. So, it's certainly going to change, but I do have hope that we can get back to normal here, within a year or two, hopefully.
We want to congratulate 2020 high school seniors, and we want to salute you to pay tribute to the high school class of 2020. We're creating a virtual album of high school seniors from around the area. You can submit your senior selfie online and view the album at 937thefan.com/seniors. Our salute to high school seniors is brought to you by Pittsburgh Institute of Aeronautics, Always Best Care, St. Vincent de Paul, Omega Federal Credit Union, JP Roofing, and Carlo University. Ray Fittipaldo on the Hall and Capitis fan hotline. Did you see the James Conner photo from the back on his I don't know what to call it, bodybuilder's body. Ray, what did you make of that?
That's exactly what I thought it was. I thought I was looking at like the Arnold Schwarzenegger encyclopedia of bodybuilding there. So looks like he's been doing his job during the pandemic. I don't know, you know, what a big back has to do with toting a ball, but James certainly looks good.
Ray, what I mean, are you looking at this? Is this his last year here?
I think a lot of signs point towards that, guys. You know, just the way that running backs are sort of recycled in this league, or cycled through, I should say, not recycled. You know, a lot of times it's just you get a guy for 4, maybe 5 years, and then you get a new one. And I think, you know, certainly if you look at the way the Steelers have drafted the last couple of years, they've been taking some flyers on some guys. You know, Benny Snell last year in the fourth round. Again, Anthony McFarland in the fourth round this year. So, you know, it could be a situation where James has a great year and he goes out on the market and gets more than the Steelers are willing to pay him. And it certainly could be a situation like it has been the last couple of years where he's banged up again and the Steelers, you know, just can't, you know, count on him and, you know, can't offer him a contract. So I think, if, you know, right now I'd say it's probably 70-30, 60-40 that it is his last year. But, you know, certainly I'll keep that door open that, you know, they could bring him back with him being a hometown, you know, hometown guy and all.
Ray, what do you think of Anthony McFarland? We've heard from Reggie Bush saying he thinks he was a steal. A couple other people have said that. I think that high ankle sprain that he had in his second year may have hampered him because he was pretty electric the first year. I kind of like the pick. Did you?
Yeah, I mean, I want to see more. You know, came out as a redshirt sophomore, as you said. His last season in college, he wasn't, you know, what he thought he could be. So I think maybe that's one of the reasons that he fell. You know, he's got the size thing, too. He's not a bigger back. Whenever you hear the comparisons, he's always getting compared, you know, to smaller backs. And let's face it, the Steelers, and Mike Tomlin has said this recently, he likes to have feature backs who play most of the game. So James Conner is going to be that once again. I think these other guys will spell him unless there's an injury. And I just don't know. Maybe McFarland can be that small back who turns out to be a feature back and you give him a bunch of touches every game and every season. But just the fact that his stature is what it is and, you know, his injury history is what it is, I'm just holding out to see more and, you know, to see what he actually is.
Ray, Art II and Mike Tomlin didn't like the new kickoff, the onside kickoff, the 4th and 15. I didn't like it at first, but it's kind of grew on me a little bit. I think the fans would love it. Where do you come down on it? Do you agree with them that it's gimmicky?
No, I don't. I think, you know, I think if you look back on the history of the onside kick, and forgive me not knowing this, I don't know when the onside kick came into the National Football League, but, I mean, that's a gimmick in and of itself. It's just the fact that we've gotten used to it, and it's been a part of the game. And, you know, I wrote a story last week, guys, you know, people thought the two-point conversion was a gimmick. You know, when they brought it in from the college game 25, 30 years ago. And now it's an established part of the NFL. So I would much rather see quarterbacks, receivers, and defensive backs, you know, offense versus defense, decide a comeback than the luck of a bounce of an onside kick. I just think it's one of those things that it's traditional. Let's get their way again. There might have been a few loopholes that, you know, the coaches and the owners couldn't get a grasp on, and maybe that's why it wasn't passed. But I'm certainly holding out hope that, you know, it was tabled this year, but hopefully, you know, we're discussing this again in 2021. I think it's a great alternative, and I think it's a better way, you know, to decide, you know, who can make those comebacks.
John Harbaugh says people are going to stack the box against us this year. We got to make them pay with a deep passing game. How do you interpret those comments, Ray? Is he blowing smoke, or do you think the Ravens will alter their offense a little bit?
Well, they were 14-2. I don't know how much you want to alter the offense. I mean, certainly they struggled in their playoff game, and that was a disaster for them. But if I remember correctly, Lamar Jackson throwing the ball, getting intercepted, was a deep pass down the field to a tight end, Mark Andrews, and that was his bread and butter all season. So maybe they want to get the receivers involved a little bit more. You know, Marquise Brown was good for a rookie, I'm sure. You know, like this year was with Deontay Johnson, I'm sure they're expecting a big leap for him in the second year. They drafted Devin Duvernay, which I think is a good pick for them. So, yeah, I mean, I think they'll look to do that. But 14-2, you got the MVP in Lamar Jackson. I'm not going away from that running game, and I'm not going away from Mark Andrews all that much. I mean, a little bit of the depot here and there is good, but I wouldn't change too much if I were them.
Ray, we heard from Minka Fitzpatrick in one of those conference calls this week, and was this just a slip of the tongue, an accident where he said, I'll do anything, I'll play here, I'll play, and he used the word linebacker. Could he be a linebacker for them? That one kind of blew me away.
Yeah, I mean, I think he just, you know, he's probably speaking to the point where, you know, with the Dolphins, he did line up in the box more, in the slot more, and he really didn't like that. But I think, you know, he's open to doing that with the Steelers. But I think much in the same way we were talking about the Baltimore offense, if you're Keith Butler, yeah, you want to tinker a little bit. You want to give teams new looks. You want to keep them on their toes. But Minka Fitzpatrick is such a good center fielder that I don't know if I want him in the box all that often. I think it's good for a change of pace. Yeah, you bring him up in the box. Maybe you blitz him a little bit more. Maybe you're looking for a specific matchup on a slot or a tight end. Maybe you put him in that circumstance. But he was so good in his role last year that I wouldn't change too much. The only reason I would, guys, is, and he referenced this in the conference call, teams just weren't throwing at him late in the season. So I think they are going to look for a way to maybe keep teams on their toes and have them guess a little bit more about where he's going to be. But things worked just fine for that Steelers defense last year. I don't think they want to get crazy and, you know, make him Troy Polamalu in year two either.
Ray, I've asked a lot of people this question, maybe even you. So if it's a repeat, I apologize. Who's going to be better in 2 years, Deontay Johnson or Juju?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, I think Deontay Johnson can be an excellent NFL receiver, but I think the same for Juju. So I'm going to go Deontay Johnson. I think Deontay, he's got that little bit of elusiveness that I think can really help his game. He'll get more yards after the catch with Ben, certainly than with Doc or with, you know, with Mason. But I'm not taking anything away from Juju either. He's been a big play guy his first couple of years here too. I just think there might be a little bit more to tap there with Deontay. I'm not saying Juju's maxed out, but I'll say Deontay. I think that much of the guy. I think he's going to be an excellent football player in this league.
You know, Ray, we saw the video that Ben put out. Now we hear people, you know, Johnson said, hey, I've been up there working out with him. Are these guys going to be a little further ahead than maybe we think they are? Or are they going to have been able to get a lot of work in that maybe we weren't expecting them to get in?
I think the veterans, yes. And I think that's probably going to be true for maybe, I don't know, 30, 40% of your roster. But really, I feel bad for the rookies. I feel bad for a guy like Chase Claypool. You know, maybe a guy like him in another year could have come in and had a role. And I'm not saying he won't this year, but it's going to be so much more difficult for him to do that, you know, under the circumstances he's in now. So, I think the veterans will find a way. And I think Ben's leadership in that regard will help the skill guys on this offense. But you know, for those younger guys who are just sort of working out on their own, and especially the rookies, I think it's going to be really hard for those guys to make an impact in 2020.
Ray, thank you for the time. Great stuff at postgazette.com is where people can read it, and hopefully we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.